Just one interesting insight in the Birkat HaIlanot. The question was asked if the custom of a kahal was to go to a certain house, a certain courtyard that belonged to somebody, to make the Birkat HaIlanot. And then that person, no alechem, eventually years later passed away, and now the property went to his inheritors. So the question is, should the kahal continue making the beracha in the same place, or can they go somewhere else? So what is the question based on? The question is really based on what Maran writes in Shulchan Aruch in Siman Shin Sam Mechvav Seif Gimal. The discussion over there is Eruve Hatzerot, which is, we know there's a law that in order to make an Eruv amongst the people in the courtyard, you have to take a piece of bread or matzah and you leave it in the home of one of the inhabitants of the Hatzer. So Maran writes, if let's say the custom was to leave the Eruv in a certain house, that was the custom, you shouldn't change it to put it to somewhere else because of the Anyan of Darkei Shalom. You don't want to make machloket. You kept the Eruv by him, so keep it by him as well. So the Mishnah Berurah writes over there in Seif Katan Chaf Vav that even if the Baal HaBayit passed away, the one that used to put the Eruv in that house, you still keep the Eruv in that house over there. And the Mefashim explain, because one of the reasons is you don't want to have Hasrus on the Hashad, that maybe you'll say, well, you changed the house, and say something happened with the guy, maybe the guy's not legal anymore, he's not kosher, or something like that. So in order not to create Hashad on the person, because again, the people in the Chatzir have to be considered religious people where you put the Eruv. So therefore, if you're going to stop putting the Eruv by him, it's going to also look like there's an inyan of that there's going to be a suspicion on the person. So therefore, they want to say similarly, not say for a suspicion of Hashad, because if you don't make Birkat HaIlanot by somebody's house 1 year, no one's going to suspect them. It's an inyan of the trees. It doesn't really speak about the person's religiosity, but still because of Darkei Shalom, if a person got used to making the Birkat HaIlanot in the same house every year, he should continue to be making that beracha as well. Even if the person passes away and moves on to another inheritor, one should keep the custom of doing it in the same place. That's what Rabbi Zvihi writes in Kuf Mem He in his Sefer, Kahal Shayu Degilim Lebarek Birkat HaIlanot Bemeshek Shem Rabot Machatzot Shel Ahad Miyachidei Kahal Ve'atan Neftar Adam Zeh Ve'avra Hachaser Birusha Le'ahad Mekerobav. Now let's say went to one of his relatives, they passed over the house too. Now they want to make a berakha somewhere else. Shurat tadinu, the strict law would say that they should continue making in the original chaser. Now again, this is more of a nice thing than a isur, but it should be nice. And certainly we have to say that if the person is still alive and you made the berakha in his chaser every year, so, of course, Shurat HaDin would say you should continue making the beracha by that person. Again, if all things are the same, well, you have the availability, and you're not going to miss the beracha by, in all the different scenarios, because why not? Hakarat HaTov, he gave you the trees to make the beracha every year. Why should you go and not give him the zikhut the following year? Why should you go somewhere else? You should give him the Hakarat HaTov. So again, once you try to make the Birkat HaIlanot and be consistent in the same place that he makes it from year to year, even if the person is niftar, and it goes on to his inheritors, he should try to make it in the same place, similar to the law of the Eruv.